Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for an independent commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt explains, it comes amid bipartisan calls for more information about the insurrection.
In a letter sent to her Democratic colleagues, Pelosi announced plans for Congress to establish an outside commission to look into the facts and causes related to the Capitol attack. She said it will be modeled on the commission established after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Such a move will require legislation and will likely tee up partisan fights. Pelosi added she wants to put forth supplemental appropriation to provide for the safety of lawmakers and the Capitol's security. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
A pair of winter storms are packing an icy 1-2 punch across much of the country today, including dumping snow on a swath of Texas. In Houston, the freezing temperatures have caused widespread power outages. Nearly 4 million people in Texas are without power and in some cases without heat. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says the situation could get worse before it gets better.
It is even possible, with the weather getting colder as we move towards the evening, that number couldn't even grow.
The storm that hit Texas is part of a massive weather system that has brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to the southern plains through the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast. Another weather system in the West has dumped heavy snow in Oregon and Washington State. President Biden has reestablished a White House office that will promote a partnership with faith-based organizations. NPR's Tom Gelton says President George W. Bush had set up a similar office in the White House, but it was largely shut down under former President Trump.
The original Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships was set up under the second Bush administration to provide a way for faith groups to collaborate with the government. President Trump left the office vacant for most of his time in office, looking instead to a group of conservative evangelical leaders for advice. Now, Biden has not only restored the office but strengthened it. His choice to lead it, Melissa Rogers, will have the title Senior Director for Faith and Public Policy in the White House Domestic Policy Council. A lawyer and religion scholar, Rogers also led the White House Faith Office under President Obama. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
With the U.S. COVID-19 death toll now topping 486,000, researchers are looking at how to tweak their vaccine recipes. However, changing the formula is only part of the problem, since experts say it needs to be determined whether the virus is mutated enough to update vaccines, and if so, how to go about doing it. Flu vaccines, for example, are reformulated just about every year, and authorities will likely look at that model as the coronavirus continues to mutate. You're listening to NPR News. Individuals stuck in a bad health insurance plan or who in some cases have no insurance are being allowed to sign up in the government's health insurance marketplace starting today, running through May 5th in most states. The added window to access the government health insurance market aimed at helping millions who've lost coverage or had none during the coronavirus pandemic. Portugal is expanding its coronavirus testing program. Allison Roberts reports testing will occur every 14 days in schools, prisons, factories, and construction sites in all but a handful of municipalities.
For most of this year, Portugal has topped global lists for new infections and COVID-19 related deaths. Now, daily new cases are tumbling to less than one-tenth of the January 28th peak, and so are deaths. That's the result of a month-long lockdown in mainland Portugal. It's expected to stay in place at least until the end of March. In an effort to stop major new outbreaks, the national testing strategy is also being overhauled. In workplaces where people are grouped together, rapid antigen tests must be carried out every 14 days. This applies in all municipalities that have at least 480 new cases per 100,000 of population, currently almost the whole country. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
People who traveled in some cases across the country have been standing in line to pay respects to Cicely Tyson at a public viewing. Hundreds of admirers of the pioneering black actor lined up outside a Harlem church this morning in cold winter weather. Some said they'd come from as far as Atlanta or Los Angeles to be there. New York-born Tyson died last month at the age of 96. In the 60s, she was the first black woman to have a recurring role in a dramatic TV series. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.